The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
To London now, to Nick Ferrari, presenter Nick Ferrari at Breakfast on LBC Radio, as you're in your long pre-election campaign with July 4th, the chosen date. Is British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak standing by and doubling down on this plan for young people to do compulsory national service?
That was the big one from the weekend. Yes, he is. He would point to countries such as Norway, where he would say the plan works quite well. Let me tell you what it is. As you rightly say, actually, you've done it. It's 18-year-olds. Either you do national service or you opt into a system whereby you do community work or something similar like that, some kind of project, every weekend for a minimum of 1, possibly 2 years, and that's the same for national service. I would suggest it's not landed particularly well. Only last week, Johnny Mercer, who is a veteran himself, he's a veterans minister, quite a prominent Conservative, when asked about the idea, he said it didn't think it would fly because, in all honesty, the Army doesn't necessarily want a bunch of recalcitrant teenagers and trying to possibly turn them into part-time troops. But it goes, and I think it goes because, if you want my analysis, the Conservatives at the moment, they can't do anything to shift the polls. I think they're trying to play to their core vote, which is a real old Tory policy, you know, bring back national service, get these youngsters sorted out. And why probably we've also been hearing a lot about pensioners and policies to please them. I think they're going for the solid Conservative vote to try and avert the sort of disaster that could be awaiting. I mean, there's more than 30 days to go, about 35 days to go, so a lot can happen.
Yeah, I wonder, would the children of billionaires be excused national service? Would they be either claiming bone spurs problems or things like that?
No, apparently. I mean, the live debate is, of course, royals, the children of the royal family, where they would stand. But no, even if you're saying you're going to go, let's just for the purpose of debate say you have the most marvellous university place booked and you're going to Oxford or you're going to Durham or Edinburgh or to Dublin or whatever, you then have to go for the weekend course. So at the moment, but it is very, you get the sense that they've just managed to find it on a shelf, dusted it down and threw it out there because they are throwing out as many policies. Actually, that's quoting Sir Keir Starmer directly, actually. They are throwing out a sort of a policy a day with not necessarily a great deal of thought. So come back to me in a couple of weeks. Lord only knows what they might be suggesting then.
Yeah, we actually have people here suggesting we should do it in Ireland. Philip says, great idea. Put manners on them. Kids are too soft these days. Another one says, what's wrong with the National Service Initiative? They have it in several European countries. Why has it been met with such negativity, said Andrew. What about the Tory claims that the economy is on the up? And one reasonably decent inflation figure. Is that really going to persuade people, that's all down to the Tories, things are getting better, so we'll stick with them?
Just to your correspondent Andrew's point, he's absolutely right. But in Switzerland, which of course, as you probably remember, I'm half Swiss, they have been running this for decades, nay, nearly a century. So they've ironed out all the problems. They don't just take it off a shelf and throw it at you a couple of months out from an election. The economy, well, they got a couple of figures that were going their way that we don't know. There is a rumour. He wanted to get inflation down to 2%. Oh, all right, it's not 2, but it's 2.3, so it's all but there. There is a suggestion that perhaps the figures won't be as good when the next inflation figures come out next month. One thing he can point to, it is still positively anemic, but growth in the British economy is now above that of Germany or France or any other EU zone. Nowhere near the United States, but those are two figures, and I suppose, and I'm sure you've analysed this already, Matt, at least by him not clinging on until November, I suppose he shows in part that he has almost mastered his own destiny. So I think those figures, those indicators, encouraged him. But there's a long way to go and there's more economic indicators coming.
By law here in Ireland, we have to have an election within 4 weeks of it being called. So we don't have these sort of 6-week campaigns. What's the thinking behind that? Are they trying to bore everybody to death? Or is it that they think that somehow support from Labour will ebb if people don't feel that they get excited by Sir Keir Starmer and his campaign?
I think that's it. Look, currently, and just there's so many numbers, so I won't blitz your listeners at a busy time of the day. Currently, the Labour Party are 22 points ahead in the polls. The way it is constituted at the moment, they need to be 12 points ahead before they start getting into the lead. So the Conservative reckoning is, if they can start to chip away, So that's roughly 10 percentage points. Will they vote? For my money, I think that is virtually impossible. But what they will try and do is limit the damage as much as they can and have the kernel, the heart of a party at the end that they will try and rebuild. So, yes, the reason they go long is they're hoping for a Gordon Brown moment when he famously asserted that one voter was a racist, or a Diane Abbott moment where she had problems with her sums, or any of those. That's what they will be hoping for. We haven't had those golden moments yet. If anything, Rishi Sunak with this bizarre national service policy, managing to ask Wales, voters in Wales, whether they were looking forward to the Euros.
Which they're not in, because they got knocked out in the playoffs. And does he think the Welsh people will be supporting England?
Yeah, he sat down in a pub in Wales and said, are you looking forward to the football? And there was, it's a bit like your head teacher or your boss saying something that you know, and nobody quite know where to look, and somebody just muttered, you know that out, don't you?
All right, we'll leave it there. Nick Ferrari, presenter Nick Ferrari at Breakfast on LBC Radio. Thank you very much.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.